Sick Kitty by the Stargazing Etherian. Read by Apple Sapling. Summary. While checking up on Katra in the middle of her paperwork, Glimmer notices her right hand feeling a little under the weather. When Glimmer had asked Katra to be General of Brightmoon's Royal Guard, as well as her primary advisor, Katra had gladly accepted the position of being her second-in-command, without question. But while Glimmer was glad that Katra was always at her side, she had to admit that Katra sometimes took the job a bit more seriously than she would have thought. But Katra would always say she was just wanting to do her part. By helping Glimmer run the Princess Alliance, she was leading all of Etheria in rebuilding after the war, wanting to make amends for all she'd done on the side of the Horde. And so far, she'd been pretty successful in her new role. Today had been no exception, as Katra had offered to take on some of Glimmer's royal paperwork. Unlike most people, Katra actually liked doing this and was very efficient when it came to getting it done. She liked to have tasks that kept her mind focused, no matter how boring others might find them to be. She was working in the royal conference room when Glimmer brought in some snacks from the royal kitchens, namely a few cookies and cupcakes. Katra had grown to love Brightmoon's food since she'd been staying here. While Glimmer would usually work on royal paperwork in her office, Katra preferred to go elsewhere to do her work, never liking to be stuck in one place at a time. "Good to see you're actually here and not up a tree like last time," Glimmer joked as she put the snacks down. "How's the paperwork going?" "Just finishing this last bit on our new trade deal with Hunterra and her people in the Crimson Waste," Katra said, though Glimmer couldn't help but notice her friend sounding a bit more nasally than usual. She also then noticed a little sniffle in Katra's nose, her friend clearly under the weather. "Are you okay?" Glimmer asked. "Yeah, sure, I'm..." "Achoo!" Katra suddenly sneezed heavily. Sorry, Sparkles," she quickly apologized, wiping her nose on her cape. "Okay, you're so not okay," Glimmer realized, before she placed her hand on Katra's forehead. It was boiling hot. "Oh, stars, you're burning up!" "It's not that bad," Katra insisted, despite Glimmer's clear concern. "Just a cold I probably picked up from when I was visiting Frosta the other week. Don't worry, I'm a fighter. There hasn't been a sickness that could kill me yet. Now just let me get back to my work, okay? I'm almost done." "I don't care, you should be in bed," Glimmer said insistently, putting her hand on the desk. "Don't force me to make it a royal command."
"I'll be fine,"
Glimmer groaned. "You are worse than your wife sometimes, you know that? At least when she's sick, she's not nearly as stubborn as you are."
"Because I'm not as wrapped around your little finger as much as Adora is. Now, do you want this paperwork done, yes or no?" Katra asked, before rubbing her nose again.
Her pink-haired friend rolled her eyes. "What I'd want is for my friend to stop being so hard on herself and get some rest, and to hopefully not have the conference room covered in cat boogers."
"Well, it will be a nice change of pace from it being covered in pink sparkles all the time," Katra snarked, before she fired out another sneeze.
"Achoo!"
This time, a massive green glob of snot landed on the table. Glimmer let out an exasperated sigh, quickly casting a spell that instantly cleaned up the mess.
"Just don't worry about the work. If it's almost done, I can finish it off easily."
"No, just a few more..." That was the biggest and loudest sneeze yet. If Glimmer were honest, she wouldn't be surprised if they heard that one all the way on Etheria. And that was on the other side of the galaxy. Fortunately for Glimmer, hope soon arrived.
"What was that?"
Adora asked, poking her head through a nearby door. I heard it from the other end of the hall. Did someone drop a bomb in here?
Ah, Adora, perfect timing, Glimmer chirped. Could you please tell your stubborn wife to please take the rest of the day off to deal with this cold of hers?
Wait, Katra's sick? Adora wondered, confused.
I'll be fine, Katra insisted. Just ignore her, Adora.
You should have told me you were sick. I thought you sounded a bit off when you woke up this morning.
Don't worry about it, okay, princess?
Katra tried to use a softer voice to placate her wife, but Adora was having none of it. Adora shook her head, walking over to Katra.
No, if you got a cold, you need to rest. Now, I'm your wife.
Not you too, Katra groaned, sniffing as she wiped her nose again. I'll be...
Chah!
Fine in a day or two. It's not the first cold I've had. Remember that flu that went around the barracks when we were kids? I practically threw up every day of that.
Well, I don't like seeing the love of my life suffering, Adora said, wrapping her arm around Katra.
Come on, I'll take you to our room, and I can ask Bo to make you some chicken soup.
But I hate soup, Katra complained, pushing herself away from Adora.
Look, Adora, I love you, but as I told her royal sparkiness over there, I'll be fine, and I just want to get my work done.
Glimmer face palmed.
Like I said, she's worse than you, Adora.
I'm not this bad, Adora shot back, before blushing in embarrassment.
Most of the time, anyway.
Oh yeah? Bo told me how badly you pushed yourself right before you went into space to rescue, Glimmer reminded her. He and Swiftwind practically had to force you to rest.
Adora stayed silent.
Okay, but in my defense, you were the prisoner of Horde Prime, and we kinda had to rescue you from that.
Yeah, and who actually is the one who rescued Glimmer? Katra reminded them.
That's right, me. Now, if you don't mind...
No, I'm putting my foot down, Horde scum. Get your furry butt into bed.
No! Katra barked back, trying to ignore the two of them. Are you freaking deaf? I don't need to rest.
It was then that Glimmer realized that words were having no effect. It was time for a more drastic action.
Oh well, you forced us to do this. Adora?
The blonde nodded.
Drastic times call for drastic measures.
She raised her hand and her whole body glowed with golden magic.
For the honor of Grayskull!
Transforming into Shira's golden form, Adora rushed over to Katra and scooped her out of her chair with a bear hug, holding her in place. Katra yelped, quickly trying to wiggle free, but that was nothing compared to Adora's strength. Adora's muscular arms were the perfect restraint for a very stubborn cat girl.
Ah, let me go, you big stupid blonde idiot! Katra exclaimed, trying to free herself, but to no avail.
Nope, Adora declared, with a smirk on her face. You're going to bed whether you like it or not. Now, Glimmer!
Glimmer jumped over to Adora and Katra, grabbing a hold of both of them. And within moments, the three of them disappeared in a flash of sparkles and light, reappearing in Adora and Katra's bedroom. Katra tried once more to free herself, but Adora just plonked her girlfriend down on the nearby bed, hands on her hips.
You insufferable pair of...
Achah!
Katra sneezed, grabbing the nearby curtain and using it to wipe her nose.
Ah, stupid, stupid cold.
Glimmer rolled her eyes.
At least use a tissue, that's saline cotton, you know.
Do I look like I care? Katra sat up, hopping off the bed and walking towards the door. I'm going back to work.
Oh no, you're not leaving this room until you're better, Glimmer insisted, before she fired a magical circle at the bedroom door, binding it in a force field.
Katra then grabbed the door handle, trying to open it. But it was no use. The door was completely frozen in place, as if suspended in time itself. Katra was trapped. What did you do? I've magically enchanted the door, Glimmer boasted, hands on her hips with pride. Nothing short of the heart of Etheria going off will bust it open now. There's always the... Katra began, before Glimmer then fired the same spell at the nearby window. Oh, for Mars' sake! Realizing the lengths her girlfriend and annoying sparkly best friend were going to, Katra finally admitted defeat. Fine, I get some rest, but I'm not having any chicken soup, you hear me? Okay, no chicken soup, Glimmer agreed. But we'll be back to bring you some dinner in a few hours. Adora then led Katra back to the bed and helped her under the covers, even tucking her in, nice and snugly. Katra blushed in embarrassment as she was cocooned in the blankets. Rest well, babe, Adora said, before planting a kiss on Katra's forehead, making the feline blush even more. Katra grumbled in her usual deflective manner. You know, if you keep getting all touchy-feely like that, you'll be sneezing yourself soon enough. For you, that's worth any sacrifice, Adora said dramatically. See you soon. She walked over to Glimmer, who teleported Adora out of the room. Katra smiled a little, once again accepting the wonderful insanity that was her life. At least the bed was comfy, and she couldn't exactly resist an afternoon sleep. She then closed her eyes, and soon enough, within a few minutes, Katra drifted off, finally getting the rest she deserved.